Hundreds of people in various outfits based off science fiction, fantasy comic books, and popular culture stream into the exhibition hall under the Wizard World banners. The sold-out Saturday event at the Cox Business Center brings fans from all across Oklahoma. Among the crowds of cosplayers, we find Adrian Disa Pereira of Enid, dressed as Green Lantern. Adrian originally wanted to dress as the lesser-known DC character, Caitlin Fairchild, but ran out of time and wasn't going to miss this.
I knew I wanted to come here because it's my birthday tomorrow, so this is my birthday present, kind of to myself. So decided I wanted to go as the Green Lantern instead.
First off, many of you might be asking, what is cosplay? Well, cosplay is dressing up as a character from movies, books, or video games in popular culture. Some cosplayers, like Adrian, create their own getups, even taking months and months to make the perfect outfit, while others, like her friend Rachel Ceballos, decided to buy hers. Rachel is honoring Doctor Who by dressing up as Matt Smith's 11th Doctor, complete with bow tie and fez. She stands amazed at the people who create their own costumes.
You can kind of tell a lot about a person by who they dress up as, and so it's always kind of nice to see that and the effort they put in. A lot of creative people here. Hearing people's stories, and if you say something nice to compliment, they're like, oh my God, I know, thanks, right? It took me like 12 hours to make this, and they're just really proud of it.
Then there are those who make cosplay a family affair. Mike Buckendorf of Tulsa teaches at East Central University and OSU. He and his daughter are dressed as Captain America and Cap's sidekick Bucky Barnes from World War II. While Mike's been with a group doing pop culture cosplay for about a year, putting on different outfits is nothing new.
We've been running around doing World War II and historical reenacting for 11 years, but, you know, going in costume is relatively new. I mean, I used to do it back in the day, but I started dragging my kids into it.
Throughout the exhibition area, local vendors like Tea Happy, also known as Blue Box Teas in Oklahoma City, are selling their wares. Booths also contain local groups like Jedi OKC, which provides support to charities while showing love for the Star Wars franchise. On the opposite side of the hall, fans get signatures from icons like William Shatner from Star Trek, Robert Englund from Nightmare on Elm Street, Ralph Macchio from The Karate Kid, and Lou Ferrigno from The Incredible Hulk. In between, comic book and pop culture artists show off their work. Jerry Bennett of Oklahoma City sits among them. The full-time artist has drawn for Marvel, Lucasfilm, and even done a special drawing of Spider-Man for the legendary Stan Lee. Jerry says he's never seen a convention this big in Oklahoma, and he's not sure why it's taken so long.
There's people on the East and West Coast, I think, that still think that we drive in wagons and stuff. I don't know, but I'm so glad that we're finally getting to show our true colors, you know? It's the best I could ever hope for a con, because, I mean, the crowds are responsive, they're just loving everything, and they're exuberant and ecstatic. It's just great energy.
Outside the exhibition hall, the conference rooms feature panel discussions on pop culture from local groups like the Tulsa Doctor Who Viewing Society and Nerdy Girls of Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Nerdy Girls held two separate panels on women involved in a fandom which females used to shun but now make up about 45% of consumers.
Fundraiser, but also a social event that
Board member Shay Beasley says the Women Only National Group also hopes to assure girls that it's okay to love geeky things, and also real world science, technology, engineering, and math.
Nerdy Girls is about providing support for women, especially women who are interested in STEM careers. It's about encouraging, you know, and following through that, you know, you are smart, you are intelligent, don't let the world beat you down. A lot of what we do is not just socializing, but skill sharing.
Back in the exhibition hall, Adrian and Rachel are enjoying the sights of everyone celebrating the geek cultures. Adrian says she hopes to see this again next year.
It's nice to see that people are willing to get out of comfort zones and be out like this in public. I'm kind of out in the middle of nowhere being from Enid, but being able to get here in 2 hours is perfect so that I can actually get to see and be around other nerds. It makes me feel like I'm not the only one.
Wizard World is expanding next year from 16 events to 24. One organizer tells us Tulsa will again be on the schedule for 2015. In fact, he says he hopes to bring the Tulsa Comic-Con in late October rather than early November. In Oklahoma City, I'm Michael Cross, KOSU News.